Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. New York City is keeping a school mask mandate for children 2 to 4 years old in place. City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan.
We're asking for a bit more patience and a bit of grace. Cases are definitively rising.
He's also recommending everyone mask up indoors as COVID cases rise, with New York City now averaging just under 1,300 per day, more than twice the number on the average day in early March. The number of COVID patients in U.S. hospitals reaches record lows. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Coronavirus hospitalizations have fallen more than 90% in the past 2 months. The weekly average nationwide dropped below 11,900. That's the lowest since the summer of 2020. The trend has also improved in hospital ICUs, where COVID patients have dipped to fewer than 2,000, according to the Department of Health and Human Services.
In the UK, COVID has reached record levels, with about 1 in 13 people infected with the virus in the past week. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
In the week ending March the 26th, around 4.9 million people tested positive with COVID-19 in the UK, according to Britain's Office for National Statistics. The latest surge is driven by the more transmissible Omicron variant, BA2, which is the dominant variant across the UK.
In Hong Kong today, authorities asked the entire population of more than 7.4 million people to voluntarily test themselves at home for COVID for 3 days in a row starting next week. The announcement by Chief Executive Carrie Lam came as the southern Chinese city is struggling to contain its worst outbreak.
We need the full cooperation and support of the people. We don't just rely on legal instruments.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris got her second COVID booster shot yesterday. Earlier in the week, the FDA authorized a second booster for those 50 and older and immunocompromised individuals, followed by the CDC recommending it. President Biden got his Wednesday. Julie Walker, AP News.